Adam.
Beecher had one turnover in the third quarter compared to USA's six. DeSimpler in the right corner, and he stepped out of bounds. Now 18 turnovers on the night. 45-31. Ballard had all 8 points for USA in that third quarter.
I would say Beecher has their focus back.
Left wing back up to Allison. Calling the play with 7:05 left here in the fourth.
They're very deliberate, but why they want USA to come out of their zone is beyond me right now. That's all they're doing, just dribbling the ball up at the point. Ellison is just keeping it, waiting for USA to come back out. But yeah, just attack.
Here they come, attack. Turn and jump shot. Tommy Johnson from the free throw line, no good. Rebound Ewald, still loose. And it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Ewald. Buccaneer ball at midcourt. USA cannot get a break right now.
Right now, Mike Williams, coach of the Beecher Bucks, he's working on certain things right now that's going to go ahead and help him down the road. And I'm not sure he's really thinking about this game or the outcome at this point in time.
6:30 left in the fourth. Tommy Johnson back out to Allison, over to number 23. That's Tez Ivory in the right wing. 6.5 now. Zach Kramer against him. Tommy Johnson goes into the lane, and the floater is no good. Rebound by Ballard, as that possession nearly lulled everyone to sleep, even us. 6:05 now in the fourth. And Sines is double-teamed and has to throw this one away. Here comes number 23. He is fouled, and they say the foul is on the floor for Tez Ivory. It'll be the fourth team foul against USA. Fouls against Aaron Sines. His second personal foul. We have a timeout called by USA. It's going to be a full timeout on the WLW Sports Network. Flint Beecher, 45, USA 31.
Hey, Ted, you don't look so good.
Haven't been sleeping very well lately. My home heating prices are outrageous this winter. I can't keep up. I've had to turn down the heat and pile on the blankets, and I just can't take it anymore.
Sounds like you need to switch to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler Propane offers a price protection guarantee so you can rest easy knowing your heating bill won't go over a certain price all season long. And you can sleep well knowing you're helping the community prosper by choosing a local company that services the entire Thumb area. So come on, give Kohler's Propane a toll-free call at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Flint Beecher ball after a full timeout from USA, Ryan Brown.
Well, USA knows they can't sit back in this 2-3 zone very much longer with the deficit starting to grow. Look for USA to come out, switch up their defense, getting out of the zone, and start amping up some pressure, going a little bit of man-to-man and some full court zone pressure.
The inbound to Tommy Johnson, the right wing, up to Allison at the right wing, back up top of the key to number 23, Tez Ivory. Allison back with the ball. USA still not actually coming out in a man-to-man now. 5:40 left in the fourth, trailing by 14, 45-31. Allison against the Simpler. Ivory against Sines, back up to Toynes. Tez Ivory. Malik Allison now, your point guard for the night. Dribbles into the lane, puts the floater up, and then it's off the backboard and in for two. Ellison with 5 points now. It's a 16-point game, 47-31. Kramer for three in the right corner. No good. Out of bounds. Bucks ball. The momentum for the first half for USA is starting to dwindle here as Flint Beecher starting to fire on all cylinders.
16-point deficit.
5:07 left in the fourth.
Now I'm sure Coach Gainforth is looking for every trick in the bag he can find.
They feed it into number 34, Quay Burks. dribbling it up against the Simpler and Signs. Over to left wing to Ivory. He drives in for the floater, and this one's in for two. Ivory now with 19 points in the night. An 18-point game. 49-31. And they tried to feed it to Ballard. He missed that one, but they save it, and Ballard puts it up for two. And USA is on the board in the fourth. 49-33 as they go down the other way. This was a missed shot and out of bounds. USA ball.
Tez Ivory just went right for Ballard, and Ballard was not going to flinch, and it was enough to distract the shooter, and USA has the ball, bringing it up against full court pressure.
Ballard has 23 points on the night. USA has 33. Flint Beecher with 49, leading by 16. As Ewald goes up for the layup, this one's blocked. Out to DeSimpler for three. This one's no good. Ballard puts it back up. He is fouled. The basket's good and one. Ballard playing like a senior tonight. 4 points in the fourth. Brings USA back within 14 and one. Second foul against number 11, LaVane Blake. Third team foul for Beecher as the free throw's no good from Brennan Ballard. Now 0 for 4 on the night. Top of the key, down to the right block, puts it up, and this one's blocked by Brennan Ballard. Tommy Johnson went up against Ballard, and Ballard said, not so fast.
Tommy Johnson, he's talking to Aaron Sines right now. He says, well, how'd that happen?
Seth Gangler checks in. Brennan Ballard's going to get a quick breather here. As Beecher's big man, LaVane Blake, is actually still out there. Left wing, Ellison against the Simpler, now top of the key.
You know,
as he broke his ankles, drives in the lane for the floater, in for two.
This Malik Ellison, he is everything that I've ever heard about this young man.
7 points for him, back up to a 16-point lead. Ewald with it to the right wing and feeds it right to a Beecher player. 19 turnovers on the night as Allison's layup is in for two. Allison now has 6 points alone in the fourth for nine on the night. Ewald over to DeSimpler, breaks the press. Tries to feed down to Gangler, and the freshman is there to pick it up, and it's stolen right back by USA. We'll say same possession. Kramer for three off the mark. Rebound still loose, and it's still loose at midcourt, and Burks picks it up for Beecher. Now 3 minutes to go in the fourth. 53-35, 18-point lead. It matches their largest of the night. 180 seconds left here in the fourth. Left wing, Ellison. Being guarded by Signs. Everyone above the free throw line. And we have a whistle, and it's going to go against Signs. That'll be his third personal. And USA's fifth of the half. ...53-35, Beecher by 18. And we have a full timeout called by USA and the WLW Sports Network. Beecher by 18 in the fourth.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Seaboeing Area Schools, a Michigan Department of Education top 10% reward school. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. And now, not only is it March Madness in high school basketball, but March is also Reading Month. USA Schools wants to remind students and parents to engage in reading opportunities that will enhance thinking and meet English language arts standards. Readers become leaders. Reading is the one skill that everyone needs to learn and that will lead to success in life. Don't forget to visit your local school and community library too. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, and staff for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. To find more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Out of the timeout, Beecher with the ball. Allison actually dribbled away from the ball, and DeSimpler fouled him about